T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Alex Cora told Jones and Mego his expectations for the 2024 season. And answer might be a little long, but Fourier, I guess if you don't believe it, you can't dream it. Here's Alex Cora.
Make it to the playoffs, and we make it to the playoffs, we win the World Series. That's the way we're attacking this whole season. Obviously, you know, the people outside our world don't feel that way, but you know, like Casas, I think that there was an article that you know, we were talking about what we did in the offseason, the things that we want to be better at, and what we have to do to make it to October. You know, if you're not laughing at our expectations, then we're setting the bar low, right? So that's what we're talking about. And it's a very athletic club, a very young club. So we have the opportunity to mold this this team to whatever we want, you know. And one of the things that we're going to do is kind of like push the envelope, you know, offensively. I think we've been settling too much, you know, in doubles and home runs, you know, and we're not as consistent as the numbers show at the end. I do believe, you know, there's a lot of stretches that offensively we're just blah, you know, we don't do much. And we go through stretches that, you know, in 7 out of 10 games, you know, our offense doesn't click. And then we have 3 games that are great and the numbers are the numbers, right? They're a great offensive team. And I do believe the last 2 years that wasn't the case. So this year, running the bases, stealing bases, we're going to be more dynamic, you know, with Jaren, Rafaela, Trevor looks good. So
okay, I'm good.
Oh my God,
I'm good.
Geez.
I'm good. I
does
love him. Great
on
guy.
That show, does the each person gets one question?
I think so.
Boy, I tell you, he can monologue better than anybody, can he?
Well, does Cora really have no other answer to give other than what he gave?
What do you mean?
Like, he's not going to be like, boy, I tell you, if we win 75 games, that'd be a hell of an achievement. Doesn't the manager of a bad team have to be delusional in some ways?
Oh, well, even the Casas line, and I feel like he fumbled it because I don't remember how exactly he was supposed to say that. So Casas says, hey, if you're not laughing at our expectations, then what? What was that line?
I missed it.
Nick, I don't even grab it and go back. It's 20 minutes ago because that's how long Cora spoke.
It was. I think it was in the first 30 seconds of the answer.
But it was. I've heard that a couple times. And
you know, if you're not laughing at our expectations, then we're setting the bar low. Right?
If you're not laughing at our expectations, we're setting the bar too low.
Okay.
So the whole, he could come out and say, boy, if we win 75, it'd be great. 75 and the young kids take a step forward, we'll take it. No, it's the go ahead and laugh at us, but realize that's what we have to do
Duck
to
boats.
At least think to where we got to be.
I would be downplaying it. Oh, man, it was such an uphill battle. Oh, geez, our rotation is so bad. And, God, all these young kids, and I'm fearful we're going to be crappy at defense again. And I don't trust Devers at third. And what am I going to do with Yoshida now because I can't play with the field? And I wonder if he's really figured out the whole, you know, scheduling system that is Major League Baseball. And what if somebody decides to bet on baseball? You just see him going through this exercise in his head. I would downplay the hell out of it. Downplay the hell out of it. This morning, on the morning show, they had this quick debate that went off the rails in a hurry, and it was all about blame, the blame game. And we've had this discussion before. If it doesn't go right and they finish in last place again, do you blame Cora?
Mm-hmm.
And Courtney was yes, blame Cora. Wiggy was up, blame Cora. And the smartest guy in the room, obviously, was Greg.
Yeah,
who said no. and I'm with the smartest guy in the room. Why? Everybody, well, Curtis too, maybe. But
well, let's not.
but it was like, how are you gonna if everybody already knows that the team doesn't have enough skill, has a crappy rotation, is relying on all these young players, unproven young players, you're not going to spend any money, you're not doing this, you're not giving them help, none of the, you're not giving them anything that they really need, you're not signing anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And you've already identified that Cora is a good manager. Why would you blame it on him?
There's nothing more than he can do other than put these guys in position to have a chance to succeed. And then that is ultimately where the individualism of baseball comes into play. Alex Cora can't hit for Tristan Casas. He can't pitch for Brian Bello. But what he can do is try to manage those guys, help them emotionally, coach them up, give them tips, things like that. But there's only so much that the manager in baseball can really do. Ultimately, it comes down to, do you have guys that have talent, or do you have a lot of guys that just have unbelievable seasons? Because that was a part of the 04 championship team. Yeah, Bill Miller wins a batting title, and Kevin Millar, you know, they save him from having to go play for the Yakult Swallows or something like that. You know, like, there were all kinds of things that fell into place, and some guys who were really good players that sort of played up a little bit. But none of us sit here and go, boy, Terry Francona got the most out of Kevin Millar. Like, to me, Kevin Millar got the most out of Kevin Millar, which is why he ran hot, and then that was it, and he kind of flamed out after a while. But you're right. There's only so much Alex Cora can do. You know, you put in Kenley Jansen, he blows the save. You want to blame the manager? Fine.
Well, somebody is going to – it is funny that I do wonder who they will scapegoat.
Well, because I would say for those who want to scapegoat Alex Cora, who would be the guy that you would get to manage this team that you think would potentially get more out of them? Because when you come right down to it – isn't that really why you would make a change? Like, you know, we're thinking that Gerard Mayo with pretty much the same roster is going to get more out of it than Bill. Okay, we'll find out. But if you handed this over to, who was the wine-drinking manager that was in Anaheim and with the Cubs? Joe Maddon. If you gave this club to Joe Maddon, would they win 90 games because Joe Madden's the manager? I'm not so sure. I don't think so.
Yeah, and I do think the whole idea that he doesn't have a contract, he doesn't have an extension. Who would manage the team? One of Breslow's buddies from Yale. Some super nerd with a number two pencil behind his ear.
You know what? I'll go pizza prediction on this. If Cora leaves during the season, Veritek gets elevated. It's not even a
question.
Well,
I don't mean that's easy, though.
No, on the short.
Yeah. What would have to happen for him to be pushed out in the middle of the season?
Cora?
Yeah.
A philosophical disagreements would be like, it would
okay.
be like,
agreed.
Oh, you want me to do this? I can't do it.
I'm
right?
done. Yeah. I did this with Bloom. I kept my mouth shut. I can't do it with you
right.
also.
But there's no one that you could put, you can bring back Joe Torre, whatever. Put the best of the best in there, manager. They're not going to get any more out of this team than Alex Cora is.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Unless it's just, again, like a difference in philosophy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.